Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
6:37, News Radio 1020, KDK, the KDK Radio Morning Show with Larry Richard and myself, Kevin Battle. Larry has a well-deserved day off today. And I don't know if you noticed, today is going to be another hot day. It could be a record breaker today. String together 9 in a row. A mix of clouds and sun. Humid today. This afternoon, I could see a thunderstorm. High 92. Yesterday was an ozone action day. So what does all this mean? Well, let's go to Canonsburg and welcome in Allegheny Health Network's Dr. Thomas Corkery. Good morning, sir. Thank you for joining us, doctor.
Good morning, Kevin. Thanks for having me.
So
I just want to talk.
Oh, go ahead.
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
I was going to talk briefly about the heat and how people can prepare to stay cool as they can and try to prevent any medical complications as a result of the high heat index that we're seeing now. The heat index is probably the most important part that leads to heat exhaustion or even what we call heat stroke. Heat exhaustion is when someone overheats, and usually it can be related to dehydration. So hydrating yourself prior to going out in this heat is key, and staying hydrated while you're going out and while you're out and about. The other thing is try to keep your body temperature down, so coming in to air conditioning intermittently or getting in shade, and try not to overexert yourself, because the amount of heat that you generate and the amount of moisture that you lose through sweating that people don't realize can really lead to heat exhaustion and rapid dehydration when you're outside in these temperatures.
Yeah, yesterday was a pretty bad day for a lot of folks because it was an ozone action day, so there were a lot of particulates in the air. Can you describe what an ozone action day sort of signifies and how people can best sort of lay low on a day like that?
Yeah, I mean, the best thing to do is, especially if you have underlying medical conditions, is stay inside, because ozone action days are days where the humidity is high. You can kind of see it. It's kind of the haziness that we see on these hot, humid days. And that certainly affects people with asthma, with underlying lung disease, especially hard because they have trouble breathing in those conditions. And even people that don't have lung disease, when you go out in those conditions, you kind of notice that it's really hard to move air and the air feels very thick or feels heavy. So it really is a major problem for people with underlying lung problems or underlying medical problems. I think the heat index is a real issue, too, because once the humidity gets up over 60%, our body's ability to evaporate our sweat is compromised. So, one way our bodies cool down is by sweating through our pores, and that water on top of our skin evaporates, which has a cooling effect on the body. So when the humidity is that high, that cooling effect kind of dissipates, and you can really get overheated easily because you're not able to evaporate that sweat that's on the surface of your skin.
Okay. So a lot of folks in Western Pennsylvania don't have air conditioning. What would somebody that has a breathing issue, a lung issue, or a heart issue do on an ozone action day to try to keep things cooler in their house or alleviate some issues?
Yeah, I mean, fans are key. So keeping air moving is key. When you don't have air conditioning, it can be very difficult on people with underlying lung disease, because even with fans, you don't have that cooling effect. So it's still warm, thick air that's getting circulated. You can take a cool shower is helpful. Keeping your body temperature down will help as well. I think the key is not to be outside on those days. You can go out in the evening, early morning, but when the temperatures are high, especially if the sun is out, on top of the high humidity, it can have a rapid detrimental effect. And, you know, some of the symptoms of heat exhaustion that people need to recognize is, you know, profuse sweating, which we all do in this kind of temperature, but profuse sweating associated with other symptoms such as, you know, dizziness, profound fatigue, headache, muscle aches. If you start getting those symptoms, you really need to act quickly, get inside or get to a cool place, get in the shade, and really hydrate. So you need to hydrate before you go out, drink at least, you know, 16 ounces to 20 ounces of fluid before even going outside, and then drinking cool water or cool drinks. Avoid caffeine or alcohol because that actually leads to worsening dehydration, but that will help keep your core temperature down.
Yeah, a lot of people don't realize that they wake up sort of dehydrated as well because they're losing water throughout the evening as they sleep. So you should drink some water before you even get your day rolling, really. And then to add insult to injury, they bang back a coffee or two and put their body at a deficit before they even go outside and begin their work day.
Absolutely. And people don't think about it. And certainly if you're exerting yourself, and now with all the masking and things too that we're doing for COVID, you know, some of the patients who have underlying lung disease find it even more difficult to breathe in these conditions. It's even an issue for student athletes, like high schools now are trying to do social distancing through football practice, things like that. So they really have to be very cautious. And I think most coaches are aware of that. So they're not keeping them out there as long. They're bringing them inside, you know, doing as much as they can in an air-conditioned area, and try to have short stints outside with, you know, large amount of hydration so the body can cool down. Because if the body keeps heating up, you can move from heat exhaustion to heat stroke. And heat stroke is much more serious. That's where you stop sweating, you get hot, red, and you'll have worsening symptoms of passing out, dizziness. And when your temperature, your core body temperature can go to 104 or higher, that's a medical emergency. So if you start having those symptoms, you really need to seek medical attention. This heat exhaustion, you know, we see that every year, every summer, especially in people outside, but more importantly in athletes, most commonly, you know, football practices, you know, getting ready for the fall season. So that's why they take time to hydrate and take breaks. And on top of that, and if anybody feels that way, they sit them out and get them into a cool area.
Yeah, Dr. Thomas Corkery joining us on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. He's with the Allegheny Health Network at Canonsburg Hospital. Doctor, I was a laborer at one point in my life, and yesterday I was taking a walk and saw a group of guys on a roof doing some roofing work, something that I used to do, and I didn't get jealous of them one bit. But how quickly can somebody like that get dehydrated? How fast can it wrap them up?
Very rapidly. But you notice there are not many old guys on roofs. You know, most of the time they're young guys. So the younger you are, you know, the people most at risk are the very young, and people 65 and older are more at higher risk to develop heat exhaustion or heat stroke much more rapidly than younger people. But basically, in those conditions, I too did roofing when I was in college, and it is a brutal job. I respect the guys that do that, and I think, you know, they hydrate frequently and they take breaks and they move jobs. So they'll be up on a roof for a while, and then they'll go down and do another job where they could be in the shade. But it's amazing. A lot of times, people can become conditioned to those conditions, so they keep hydrated. That's the first thing, and they hydrate heavily. But I think they also become conditioned to working outside. I know when I worked as a laborer, landscaping and roofing, I became conditioned to being out in the high humidity and heat. But it doesn't mean it can't happen to you. You still have to take the precautions.
Yeah, it starts in the spring, so your body gets acclimated to it a little bit, but you still have to drink that water or the Gatorade or whatever you choose, but to stay away from like the coffees and the pops and things like that, right?
Exactly.
Okay. Dr. Thomas Corkery, Allegheny Health Network, thank you so much for your expertise and your insight. We do appreciate it on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Thank you, sir.
Thanks for having me, Ken. Bye now.
Yeah.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.